Template setup for drum and bass in Ableton Live. Beginner workflow. Let's build you a template that feels like a pit lane crew. Everything ready, routed, and labeled so when inspiration hits, you're writing drums and bass immediately, not doing admin work. Before we touch tracks, set the vibe at the project level. Set your tempo to somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. If you're not sure, pick 174. That's a really standard pocket and it makes most DNB drum loops and references feel home. Now go to Preferences, Record, Warp, Launch. Turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. This is a big one, because if Ableton starts guessing warp markers on breaks, you'll spend half your session fixing something you didn't break. Then set Default Warp Mode to Beats. That's a great default for drums and break chops. Next, flip to Arrangement View and create a 64-bar sketch loop. Here's the structure we're aiming for. Intro, Drop, Breakdown, Drop. Drum and bass love 16-bar phrases, so we'll think in chunks like that. Put locators roughly like this. Intro at bar 1. A build around bar 17. Drop 1 at bar 33. Breakdown at bar 49 and drop 2 at bar 57. Don't overthink it. The point is you're giving yourself rails to run on so you don't get trapped in an 8-bar loop for 2 hours. Now we build the backbone. Groups. Create 4 groups and name them drums, bass, music, and effects. In Ableton, you can select tracks and hit Command or Control G to group them, but since we're starting from scratch, just create empty MIDI or audio tracks, group them, and rename the groups. Color code them. It sounds like a tiny detail, but it's not. DNB projects get dense fast. Make drums red or orange, bass purple, music blue, effects green. Your brain will thank you later when you're deep in a drop and need to find something instantly. Extra coach move. Name and number your tracks for speed. Seriously, use something like D1 kick, D2 snare, D3 hat C, D4 hat so, D5 perk, D6 break, then B1 sub, B2 mid, M1 pads, M2 stabs. When the set grows, search and sorting become painless. Alright, let's build the drums group, because that's the spine of drum and bass. Inside drums, create your core tracks. First, kick. Make it an auto track. Load a punchy kick with a short tail. Indeed, NB, your kick usually sits underneath fast drums rather than being a long boomy house kick. Add a simple device chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz to remove subrumble you don't need. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Then add drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive around 2 to 6. Boom off or barely on, crunch maybe 5 to 15% just for a touch of grit. Then utility at the end, mainly so you can trim gain and keep the kick at a sensible level. A good conservative target while you're writing. Kick peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. Not a law, just a start. Quiet sessions are easier to mix than loud sessions fighting a limiter all day. Next, snare. Also an auto track. For DNB, the snare is basically the vocal. It's the thing people recognize. Load a snare or a snare clap stack. Chain-wise, EQ8 first. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz to clear the low end. Add presence in the 2 to 5k Hz area only if it truly needs it. Then add saturator, soft clip-on. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. If you want more smack without harsh EQ, you can use transient shaping. Drum bus has a transience control, or you can use glue compressor with a slower attack to let the initial hit through. Quick pro trick from the expansion. If you want snare presence without pushing ugly highs, duplicate the snare into a snare top track. High pass it aggressively like above 1 to 2 kHz, add a bit of crunch, and blend it quietly. That often beats boosting 5 kHz on your main snare. Now closed hats. Make a MIDI track with a drum rack. Load 2 to 4 closed hats. The groove here comes from velocity and micro variation. If every hat hits the same at 174 BPM, it'll feel robotic. Inside the drum rack, on the return chain or just on the hat chain, add auto filter and high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Hats don't need low end. Add a tiny saturator if you want them to feel more finished. Open hats or rides, make another track, MIDI or audio, depending on your workflow. Keep rides controlled because they can destroy headroom fast. Put EQ8 and if it's harsh, dip a little around 7 to 10 kHz. The goal is energy, not pain. Perk and ghost hits, another MIDI track. This is where the roll happens. Rim shots, clicks, ghost snares, little perks that fill the gaps. This is a huge part of that rolling DNB momentum. Now the break track. Make an audio track called D6 Break, or just Break. Load a classic break like Amen or Think. Set warp mode to beats. preserve transients, and tighten it with an envelope around 10 to 30. Then treat it like texture, not the main punch, unless you're going full jungle. Device chain, a Q8 with a high pass around 120 to 200 HC so it stays out of your sub and kick area. Add subtle saturator or a touch of redux for character. Optional compressor for light control. Important teacher note here, the easiest way to make modern DNB drums feel big is clean kick and snare in front, and a high-passed break behind them for vibe. That gives you record energy without losing punch. Optional advanced setup if you want it. Split your break into two tracks. Break loop for steady texture, and break edits for chops, fills, reverses, stutters. That keeps the groove consistent and makes transitions more fun. Now let's process the drums group itself. This is your glue stage, not your loudness stage. Add glue compressor on the drums group. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto or about 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're getting 5 dB, you're probably flattening your drums. Then EQ8. If it's muddy, a small dip around 250 to 400 HC. If it needs a touch of air, a very gentle shelf around 8 to 10 KHC. Again, tiny moves. If you want a safety limiter, you can add it, but treat it like seatbelt, not an engine. It should only catch rogue peaks occasionally. This audio version is shortened for playback.